This week's podcast is sponsored by Mute Crate. Mute Crate is Mute Crate when it's just too darn loud.
Hey, welcome to We're All Yankovics.
Yeah, we are. We are. All somewhere deep down.
I think, you know, genetically, we're all connected.
At this point, he's taken over. You know, if you have gotten through life without hearing one of his songs at this point.
And why are you listening to this? If you
well, that too.
Like, what is this? I don't know those words together in that order. I'll listen to this podcast.
Just listen to this podcast. That makes a lot of sense. It's got 5 stars.
Exactly. Maybe? Of course.
Maybe? I don't know. So
yes.
So this today's episode is Fun Zone.
Fun Zone
off the UHF album from 89.
Yep. Sounds about right to me.
89, yeah.
Yep. It's a good year. I remember 89.
So two big things that this song does. One is it's played when Michael Richard comes out in his get up in UHF.
When he gets the show big time.
Yeah, exactly. And when he's riding around in the fire truck.
Little fire truck, yeah.
This is in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly had to go and listen to it in the show to go, okay, yeah, that actually was there.
Yeah, it's the Stanley Spadowski's Playhouse or Funhouse? Funhouse.
Funhouse?
Wow, I should really know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's Funhouse. Anyway, Stanley Spadowski's show when he first hit the big time.
And it's actually was at one point titled Stanley Spadowski's Spadowski's Theme.
Theme, yes.
So that was an alternate name that they had for this song at one point. So that's really cool. The other awesome Weird Al fact about this is it's played at the beginning of almost all of his shows.
Yep.
There was a period of time where he was doing a dedication to his parents. But for the most part, this song starts the show.
That's how you know Weird Al's coming.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So it went from Stanley's theme to Weird Al's theme, strangely
exactly.
enough.
Exactly. Weird. And honestly, it started out as a different theme.
Did it.
But we'll get to it in a moment. So suspense. I just want to talk about like you're in a show and it's probably already like past the time you expected him to start, right?
Yeah.
And it's still there's a lot of like a noise going on and then the song starts and you're just like
yeah!
And everybody shouts and then I'm sure like I don't think I was aware of it the 2 times I went to see him, but like now I totally would be. And is everybody shouting "Hey" at the end of it?
Yes,
like the entire
hey,
crowd.
Hey, yes. Okay. Every time I've seen him,
good.
Oh, 7 times now.
Well, then you're the concert expert.
6 or 7, yeah. I had to go back and check my tickets. I think it's 7.
Yeah. So this is the theme to the show.
Yes.
Like the whole concert is
heck yeah, it's time. Here he comes.
Yep. So I really like that. Now, originally, I've read somewhere that it was actually the theme that Weird Al had written for a show called Welcome to the Fun Zone.
That's right. I do remember that. Now that you mentioned it, I did read that as well.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So that was a show that was on NBC in 1984 in June, and it was one of the... Like, I was trying to find the information on it. I know there was a period of time where NBC was kind of mad at SNL.
Yes,
and so they were trying to, like, replace it. I feel like they've probably done that a couple of
times. Yeah, it was when Lorne Michaels was gone. It was tanking.
Yeah, Lorne takes over right after this.
Mm-hmm. Comes back in 86.
But there's one episode, as far as I can tell. It happened on Saturday, June 2nd at 11:30, you know, SNL time slot. And it's... Basically, it's 3 random actor people who are the hosts, along with Dr. Demento. And their first episode had Wind-Up Toy Olympics, the Flying Karamazov Brothers. Howie Mandel was like this weird like Pee Wee Herman impersonator.
That's right.
Okay. Bozo the Clown in Africa, whatever that was. And John Candy was in a horror spoof short called The Golf Course That Dripped Blood.
Wow. I swear I've seen something about this. I didn't see it when it aired.
No.
I know I've heard stuff about this and seen clips. I'm pretty sure I've seen the Howie Mandel thing.
Okay.
Because I knew there was like someone famous in that I couldn't think of. When you said Howie Mandel, I'm like, that's it.
Yep. And yes. John Candy. I don't remember the John Candy part.
I never heard about that.
From what I think, get it from it, it's sort of like how they did digital shorts on SNL now.
Right.
Where they like film something completely off the thing, so it's not taking place. Yeah. Weird Al performed I Lost in Jeopardy on it also. Wow. So they had a live musician right there. I mean, like, it's so cool. It's such a weird thing where, like, you're like, oh, they tried to do another SNL. It didn't work. It only did one show. I don't know if it was only contracted for one show, and they're like, we'll see how it goes. Right. I don't know if it was canceled after that first show.
Yeah, the SNL people were like, okay, we'll change. We'll get better. We promise.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, we'll hire a whole bunch of actors. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Downey Jr. guy.
Whoever he is.
He'll never make it.
No, not at all. It's really cool. Now, the coolest thing I thought, and it's gotten almost nothing to do with anything, but People Magazine reviewed the show back in 84, okay? And one reviewer actually said it was close, but no cigar.
Wow.
And I'm just like,
oh, that's where they came from. Yes.
I that is almost the question I want to ask Weird Al if I ever talk to him. Is like, hey, did you ever read the people? Because it's a common enough phrase that it probably didn't. But it's one of those weird things. We're going to find a lot as we go through this, that there's a lot of times that Weird Al says a phrase in one of his songs, and then 10 years later, that phrase is actually the title of wasn't one of his songs, but it's completely coincidental.
Right.
It's just like, oh, wait.
He
kind of foreshadowed a mention. Like in the Yeah,
he referenced his earlier self.
Yeah, exactly.
On accident. Mm-hmm. Well, who knows?
This was recorded for the album. It was the third day he actually laid this track down, and that's the same day that he did Gandhi 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just one of those weird state facts that I know. I went deep on Welcome to the Fun Zone. It was really interesting. It was like I think Victoria Jackson was in it for a second, and like they had a lot of people. The closest thing was one of those three hosts that was sort of like a normal person ends up being one of the not anchors, but the reporters that they only go to like once in Sports Night.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just bit part.
everybody else really isn't doing anything. But yeah, so it was an undiscovered little thing. Because at first we were like, we're going to talk about Fun Zone. And we're like what do we talk about? But like all this stuff, it actually is more interesting. Like I think we've talked about Fun Zone and had more stuff to talk about than since you've been gone.
How strange.
And it has no lyrics.
I know. Well, it has Hey.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Oh, you can't steal my lyrics.
Oh, dang it. That's your favorite lyric?
My favorite
lyric. That was my favorite lyric.
No, mine is the fifth Hey.
Oh, okay. I like the third Hey.
Okay, good.
Okay, good. It's totally different intonation.
Yeah, totally. Totally different. So that's Fun Zone. A fun little unexpected gem in the middle of who knows, you know?
Yeah.
And now it's review time for the song.
Yes, Fun Zone.
Woo.
It was fun.
It was zony?
It was zony, yeah. I would have to be a little bit lower. It's a fun song. It's got a lot of history to it, but it's, you know, it's filler on the UHF.
Oh, it is.
He didn't have a whole lot. He threw stuff in there.
To me, it's like Harvey the Wonder Hamster. You know what I mean? Like where you're like, okay, that was fun, and it's a great song from your history, but to be on the album, I mean, at least this one was because it was a soundtrack to the movie.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Harvey the Wonder Hamster was like, I just putting a 10th song or whatever on it. And you're just like, really?
Exactly.
Really?
We got to get the number up in the disc cover. I'll give this one. I mean, musically, it's really solid. It's a fun song. It's a great theme song.
Think about it. If it was written to try to be a theme song to an SNL type thing.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
It's open and it's poppy and it's like, yeah.
So from what it is, but I'm trying to compare it to everything else that Weird Al has, I'll give it a 3.
Okay. I got to give it a 3.5 just to be a little nicer to it because you were mean.
I'm not mean.
But that's what
there's so many songs that we can't give all fives and fours.
I think that's going to be the problem. And we're going to get to a point. We're not going to score anybody at like a 1. If there's a song that's a 1, we've probably already passed it and we already didn't give it a 1. So
There's a couple that are coming up that I might have to listen to a couple times that I'm leaning towards a one at this time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We'll get to them.
I do have to say, Fun Zone really grew on me. Okay. I've been listening to it on repeat, and suddenly I'm like, oh, yeah, this is jamming.
It does jam. Yeah. I'll give you that.
So
it's a head bopper.
Exactly. Well, that's the end of this episode. You can find us. You can email us. We're all Yankovics at gmail.com. We're on Twitter. You can also call us at 302-72-WEIRD. So that's 302-72-93473.
How weird.
Yeah, weird is a lot easier to say than 93473.
It is.
It is. So just remember that. 302-72-WEIRD. So that's this episode.
That's it. Right. That was fun.
Yeah.
Fun Zone.
This is the Fun Zone.
Fun Zone!
How did we not name the podcast Fun Zone?
It's taken, I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
We don't want to get sued.
No.
Anyways, bye-bye!